Okay, I believe we're at the top of page Chaf Beis, not the top, but the middle paragraph, Vehine. And yesterday the Rebbe tells us that what's critical is that we must teach our children to be their own educators, and that we are merely helping them with their responsibility. And therefore we gain a lot that instead of telling them what to do, we look at as their friends. And they will have a lot of appreciation for us helping them reach those goals. And even for children that are on the derech and are lazy, they'll realize if it's up to them, they have to get the job done, and they won't be lazy about getting it done. It's at Chaf Beis, the middle. And we also said how important it is that the children have to understand what is their responsibility, and they have to intellectually understand what's going on over here. And then he said a critical point, that we can't be satisfied with them having an intellectual awareness of what they have to do, because that will not give them a permanent bond to Hashem, because they could still be very far away in terms of their feelings and emotions. And therefore, we said it's also very important that we have to bond their soul and their emotions to all this as well. So, and once we have both their mind and their emotions and their hearts, then we'll be much more successful. So, we're on Chaf Beis now, about 7-8 lines from the top, the next paragraph. V'hine, li'olam ha'yinu tzrichim lahamtim im avoda zu shal hisrakshus v'islavus etzel anar ad asher yigdal. Until now, we needed to wait a bit with this service, this emotional service, and this excitement by the children, until they would get older. Why? We wouldn't implement this part normally, traditionally. Because it's very hard to excite the young child with a true excitement of Hasidus, with true Hasidic excitement. It takes a certain degree of maturity to have the right emotional connection as well. And in general, whenever the Torah writes about us keeping the mitzvahs, it always writes it in the order of chukim umishpatim, statutes and laws. It always makdemes es hachukim lamishpatim. It always precedes the chukim to the mishpat. Why? Because what's the difference between a chok and a mishpat? Ki ha-mishpatim heim betam. Mishpatim refer to mitzvahs that we understand, laws that we understand. Chukim are laws that we don't understand. So it's a little bit drawn out what he's going to say here. Let's just hold on to what he's saying. So what's more logical to command a person to do first? Things that they understand or things they don't understand? You think things that they understand. Okay, you'll see it's not so. All right, and I'll explain. Ki ha-mishpatim heim betam. Mishpatim come with a reason, with an understanding. But lo tam shel seichel bilvad. It's not only a reason of understanding alone that we're talking about here. Rak gam shel yediyah. But also an understanding of knowledge. What he means is a reason that is apparent to the heart. And he's going to give an example. He says, for example, V'chim ipnei shein seichel aben lohavin madua rotsu lanashek as ovi bisvasov. Even though the intellect of a child doesn't understand why he wants to kiss his parents with his lips, right? He doesn't know why. Ask it, why do you kiss your mother? I don't know. Haim l'chein ein anashika brura v'yedua lo? Does that mean to say that the kiss isn't clear to him? That he knows this is what he should be doing, just because he can't explain it. Adar, it's the opposite. Zosi ikar idea. This is the main knowledge, which is libo mishtokek l'nasheka soviv. His father wants to kiss his father. Zosi bitucha mikol asichli shabolim. That's more sure than any intellectual reason you're going to find in the whole world. So he's just giving a definition what reasons are. Reasons aren't always something you can explain. Reason can also mean something. You know it to be true. Finished. And that all goes under the category of mishpatim. Things you just know them to be true. And you don't have to explain why it's so. That's the reality. The reality is, you want to kiss your father. So you don't have to have a logical reason for it. And that's more important, and it's more logical than any logic you're going to have. It's more real. So now, how does he bring this into what we're talking about? What do you do first, chukim or mishpatim? Keno ish Yisrael, similarly a Jewish man, b'chol mitzvah, in every mitzvah, bein b'seichel, bein below seichel, whether they are intellectually understanding or not, im libo mishtokek, mislaiv, miskasher, umamin, b'muna, b'tucha, v'chazoka, if his heart is yearning, and is excited, and is connected, and believes with complete trust, and strong trust in it, mishpat, hiletzel. It's a mishpat. That's an understandable mitzvah. They relate to it. You relate to it. It's not necessarily I understand it. I relate to it. It resonates in me. Right? That's clear. Vadois ubrurahilo. It is certain and clear to him that this is what I should be doing. But that only really comes if you really feel it. That's the real understanding of mitzvahs. Not just intellectually you know it to be true, but you feel that this is right. And something you don't feel anything about it. Not in your heart and not in your intellect. As far as we're concerned, that's a chok. That's a not understandable law. So that's the general rule. So therefore, how does it work? Generally, in the beginning, a person has to increase in his mitzvah observance, to immerse oneself in Torah and service, and in his mind to give himself over totally to this principle, his thoughts and all his soul and emotions to Hashem, which you just jump into it. And then, as to the degree that one immerses himself more and more into service and to holiness, margish, so in other words, he's jumping in, not emotionally connected. But as he does it more often, margish bashos hatovos echnavsha yotzeis umiskareves laktusha varayon. He will feel, during those good hours, how his soul is leaping out, and is coming closer to the holiness and to the supernal light. Nishmaso mistapekes benishma shakai. His soul clings to the soul of Hashem. Vehu af gufa batovach. Even though his body is still inside this physical world, but his soul is clinging to Hashem. And mislai v'misyari. The person gets excited and at the same time is in awe. Sameach mishtakeku mismogeg. He's happy, he yearns, and he dissolves himself into Hashem, so to speak. So what he's saying in a nutshell is, mitchila chukim lasos. In the beginning, they are not understandable things to do. Af below tam of lagashi, even without a reason, without a feeling. We start off that way. V'yachakach mishpatim, then they become mishpatim. V'tam v'hislavus, with reasons and excitement. V'hanar, and as a child, all of lasuk od bachukim. You have to engage in these mitzvahs while they're still in the chok range. Lishtakeh b'hem, to immerse oneself in it below hargosh of islavus, without feeling and without excitement. So what he's saying up to this point, he's saying the general scheme of education, he used to be, and he's saying very nice pshat in chukim and mishpatim. You always find the Torah says you have to chukim and mishpatim. What he's saying is every mitzvah itself goes through a period where it has to move from a chok to a mishpat. There's no such thing as ever first doing a mitzvah, you're thrilled to do a mitzvah. It's very rare that you're thrilled to do a mitzvah. You do it. Why do you do it? Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're a Jew, and you do that. And when you're younger, you're told, do these mitzvahs, and you do them. And eventually the power and the kedusha of the mitzvah will infiltrate into the person's being, and then he will come to relate and understand and be excited and be besimcha doing those mitzvahs. And then when it becomes internalized, then it becomes a mishpat. So even if you tell the kid he has to eat matzahs on Pesach. So he says, why? It's a different answer you give. He says, well, that's what we do. Okay, fine. You know, he'll do it. You say, well, to remember that the dough didn't have time to rise. Okay, you know, even as a 5-year-old, he's going to really understand this. Okay, it didn't have time to rise, so we do that. know, then you want to get into deeper things. You know, matzah means no yetzahara. Yeah, gets a little deeper. I mean, these aren't things that at 5 years old he's going to understand exactly what a yetzahara is. So we could say, oh, if you eat this food, it makes you into a good person. You know, makes you into a good person. It's tzaddik food. Yeah, it's tzaddik food. You want to be a tzaddik? Yeah. So eat this food. Oh, good idea. All right. So, but it takes time till the mitzvah, which there is a tremendous amount of spirituality going on, but till your body and your feelings connect to that, that is going to be a process that takes time. And therefore, every mitzvah really, especially with younger people, it takes time to move from being a chok till it's really a mishpat. A mishpat is really where the person knows that this is right. And you're certain that this is, and I want to do it, and I look forward to doing it. That's when it becomes a mishpat for the person. And that's the general way of education. It was until these last generations. And now he's going to have to show how it's got to change. But until that point, that's all it was. And if you remember, the PSS Rebbe said in the B'nai Machshava Tov, a similar thing early in the book. He says pretty early, that same idea. So obviously, he's calling it from this book. But that's the general principle. And it will generally work when you're not living in a society like we're living in now. But since we are, he's going to say it's going to have to change. Yeah?
Is this parallel what a Baal Tshuva goes through as well?
Not necessarily. Because a Baal Tshuva isn't going to do it until it resonates with him quite often. You've got it. With him, it's the reverse. With him, it's the reverse. He's seen so much other things, he's not going to change. It's the opposite. Go try to tell a secular person, yeah, just do Shabbos. Why? Just do it. I ain't doing it at all. You know, show me why I should do it. With him, it's got to be in the initial stages at least, it has to be a mishpat and then a chok. He's not going to do a chok. It's going to be a mishpat. You show me why Shabbos is good. So we've got a really, you know, unbelievable preparations, and everything's got to be so mapped out, this and that, and even then you're low percentage of success, right? Until it mamish becomes a same thing when one converts for him. No one's gonna logically convert, so it's gonna be a mishpat. There's a whole process of how you have to, once you first jump in, then it kind of, okay, these mishpatim were good. Then maybe I'll start taking some chukim on before they become mishpatim. But there are some people, it's always a mishpat, and it takes forever for them to move ahead. It's always a mishpat. If it's not a mishpat, I ain't doing it. And so that's why there's a lot more struggles with a Baal Tshuva. It's not such an easy road. And some who are not mentally balanced will jump into chukim, and then you get really worried. Because when the balance goes the other way, they can fall right off the tracks. So it doesn't quite work that way. And you'll see, the Baal Tshuva today is going to pretty much have to be like the way the educational system has to change for the little kids. So we'll have to see what he's going to say now. Okay. Avoma nasa. But what can we do? Im dorenu, with our generation, shatz muso, that essentially this generation, that the essence of the child, vargasha sov, and his feelings, miskadmos liskadlis ulehis lakeid, where the feelings of the child develop prematurely and they grow, lehis lakeid would mean, and they get trapped, so to speak. They grow and they get trapped in the wrong places. Vahoya imlo nachish anu lechos behislahavuso. If we don't hurry to catch him when he is in that excitement mode, and l'shabdo l'afilo behispolishol kedusha, to subjugate him and to activate with a tremendous excitement for holiness, if we don't get that soon when he's very young, tisrageish v'tispael behislavu shol shtus v'yoyfi hamaguna shol oilom, He will start to feel and be excited and be influenced with the beautiful stupidity, the beautiful and ugly stupidities of the world. Right? Lispalemi darcheihem, to wonder at their ways, velachmod es taluleyam amuchorim, and to lust for the filthy wantonness of those activities. In other words, as we've said before, the problem is children are developing too quickly, and it's an immature development. So their intellects are developing, their emotions are developing, everything's happening so fast. So therefore, they will attach themselves to things in an immature emotional way. It's not real feelings. We'll call it infatuation with things. Right? And that's why you see it's not so permanent. Children have one rock star, and a year later is the next rock star. You know, they love a hockey team, and then they hate the hockey team, and it goes through many stages within one game. You know, I love the Leafs. It goes to the Leafs. They give up a goal. I hate the Leafs. You just said you love them. I hate them. They give up a second goal. I really hate them. Right? Then they score a goal. Oh, you know, I might like them again. And they score another goal. Yeah, you know, and then they get a third goal. Oh, I love them. They're the greatest. And then they give up two more goals. Oh, I hate them again. It's very powerful, those emotions, but they're so immature. They're so immature. You know, they can give up friendships but with the bat of an eyelash. But so it's an immature feelings that are developing, and they're expressing themselves, so they can catch on to a narishkeiten, and that's why you know, you give them one toy, they don't like it, they say I have to have it, they have it, a week later they don't play with it anymore. It's very high strung emotions, very excitable, and very flippant. So they're going to get into all kinds of mishigasim, and whatever they're really saying, it's not really deep. Certainly not deep feelings. So that's why normally I said, don't get them so emotional about these mitzvahs yet. Let it develop. When their emotions get strong, then they will get strong. And that usually, you waited until bar mitzvah. That's when the Yetzer Tov got into action. As it would get older, you'd get more excited. And you wouldn't pump them up with all kinds of excitement when they were little, because it's not the real emotion. It's not the real emotion when they're little. So why initiate them into an immature emotion that's not well thought out, not well felt, that could initiate them to mitzvahs with an immature emotion? Wait till the emotions are mature, will become a mature and real emotion. You know, certainly no one would suggest people should get married when they're 8 years old because they like a girl. Right? The emotional connection is very immature. So the same idea, the connection Yiddishkeit will be immature when they're very young. So we wait. And as long as, in general, they didn't mature in general, and they didn't run after crazy things, we don't have to worry. We'll just wait till it comes. When it comes, it'll come. But now these feelings are coming early, and they're real to the kids, and they don't realize how immature it is. So now we have a problem. We're not going to push the frum agenda in the emotional realm, so they'll be all filled with emotional feelings to silly things. So therefore, he's going to say, we got to push the religious ideas into the emotional realm, even though they're not true emotional feelings. But at least they're going to be getting onto their radar screen, so to speak. Yeah?
Are you implying that this is different from previous generations?
Well, we see, that's what he's been saying for the last 2 weeks. He's saying we have different generations. The generations are different, much worse. Yeah,
but
that's how he started the first part.
But a child from 500 years ago
was different.
But not this way.
No.
When is this written?
So? This was written in 1930. Believe me, kids in the medieval times, life was very serious for them. You had to work. You started working right away.
Play
and fun. What are you talking about? Playing? What time to play and fun? You need to survive. You want your father out into the fields. And if you were religious, okay, you got to learn a cheder, but they were serious about the cheder. Yeah, by the time you were 13 years old, you weren't going to learn anymore. You had to learn no kol Torah kula by then. No fooling around. Not like in school now, break and recess, this, that, listen. Gym, art. Life was serious. People died. The average life expectancy was still the mid-20s. So you didn't have the luxury to go to university until you were 25. You'd be dead by then. You know, life was very, very bitter and hard, and survival was very hard. You don't have to have fun. There's no such word as fun. Right? That's what he said. The Industrial Revolution, the Renaissance says, now we have time, and we have this, and we have that, and it all changed. That's what he's saying. All right, now, therefore, next sentence, Lenar ben Dorenu, to a young lad in our generation, Shargasha Sovi hispa alu Yosav Kvarnis Bagru Vinis Baltu, where his feelings and what he gets excited about already is developed and they're already sticking out. They're appearing. Kashuk for Lakashir Bachukim Blar Kashas. It's very hard to connect them to mitzvahs that are not understood without feelings. Even if you can intellectually explain it to them, you tell them why to eat matzah, because you give them good reasons, real good reasons. But imrak seichel yaveshu, if it's just dry intellect, muchrachim lachtor el nafsho l'or l'aliva, we are forced to penetrate into his soul, to arouse and to set aflame, shetargish ma'at al kolponim, that he should feel a little bit at least. Minam ha'ara de ha'ara means arila, to get the pleasure of the light of a light, meaning just a little bit of the light, means zorela from the supernal rays of a mitzvah. Tishtokek v'tiskasher, that he should long and connect to. Which he's saying, we've got to connect them emotionally, even if it's prematurely, because it's gonna have to combat the premature emotional connection to silly things in this world. Lachain, therefore, imroitzim lakasher sayelad l'chancho, shagam kiyaskin l'yosur mimeno, if we want to tie the child down, connect the child, and to initiate him, that even when he gets older, he won't leave that path. And he's not doing it only because they're commanding him. Yes, he does it. Rock, but his soul is pushing him to do it. If that's the case, and that's what we want to accomplish, we're forbidden to delay this. Hamitis od mikatnuso. We have to initiate him in the ways of true chasidus, even when he's young. Chanoch lanal pidarko, each child according to his way. Vaderech shetzarech hanor shelderenu he, and the way that our youth of this generation need is what? Derech achasidus hamitis halavavis vanafshis. The true way of chasidus that's heartfelt and soul felt. Now, even though it's not the real, real true chassidus, and the true emotional connection, because they don't have that age to really have the true sense chassidic ecstasy, we'll call it. At least we have scratched the surface. Literally, it means the edge of the stick we have touched. We've scratched the surface. He's connected to some degree. And as he gets older and works harder, he will grow up and become a true chassid. So he's saying we must give him real chassidus at this young age, even though he's not going to take it in the real way. He's not going to absorb it the real way it's meant to be absorbed. But you know what? Even a superficial absorption of chassidus will be something to combat the superficial mishigasim of this world. And that's what what normally in the educational system we would wait on certain issues, we've got to get it going quicker. Okay, now he's going to bring a mystical piece that, right. Yeah.
So what
I got two at a time.
What happened to the first that he thought at his own level? Are you teaching him things that are not at his level at all?
No. He's saying at his level, in a Hasidic way.
But you can't Hasid at the level that even he doesn't understand. You should still push it on him.
He's not saying. He's not talking about the not understanding part. He's talking about the emotional connection.
Why even that?
The emotional connection. So each.
How is he going to absorb it?
Each child according to his way. I mean, that's what the book's going to talk about. We'll see. He's going to tell us how you get them excited about Yiddishkeit at a young age. And each child according to his way, according to his nature, you know, according to the one nature, this will excite him. According to different nature, that will excite him. And you got to get him excited and emotionally connected. That's what he's going to discuss that. He's going to discuss how we're going to do that in each child according to his way. We're going to see that. And he's granting that this is prematurely, it's fast-tracking, it's not the best way to do it, But we don't have an alternative. We don't have an alternative. The old way would have been the better way, but we can't wait to do it the old way. So in the Hasidic Chadorim of 200 years ago, they just said, just do it, just do it, just do it. We don't have to explain and just do it. And a lot of these things, and if they did explain, but you didn't get into that emotional connection, right? But now he's saying we've got to develop that emotional connection at a very young age. And during as we go through the book, he's going to show us how we do that. So now he's going to say, although it's not the best. And then he's going to talk for next about 10 lines, he's going to bring in a big mystical source. So don't worry if you don't get it so much. And I don't want to really spend a lot of time on it. You'll understand the concept, and you have to halt cup because it goes through most of the next page until we get to the top of Chafei. So you really got to hang on a little bit, but then it'll become very clear. But it's basically just affirming what he said already. So it's not going to be tons of new stuff they're going to read. The main key point he's already said is that we have to develop the emotional connection prematurely, and that has to come through as true a Hasidic way of teaching as possible. And that's the only way to save our children with the Hasidic approach, even though it's premature. And that's what he's going to kind of prove to you from being something from Rav Moshe Cardavero. Yeah.
So it's not one of the reasons why the Hasidic take like the young kids to Uma.
That could be true.
Nachman as a superhero, like other kids who might look at Superman.
That's right.
I cannot look at Rabbi Nachman as better than SpongeBob or anybody else.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Although it's superficial. It is superficial.
He doesn't understand it like I might, but Rabbi Nachman is way better than SpongeBob or any of those guys. He just totally...
That's right. He could do better things than that. Yeah. That's right. Exactly. So it has to be that enthusiasm. Now, the thing, you have to know what's age appropriate, what would make sense, if it works with every child, not with every child would it work. What if you have a child who's very, that's good if you have a child who's more sedate kind of child, and he just sits around you and isn't too wild, but if he'd be a real wild child, he could have a terrible time going to Amman. That wouldn't work with every child. It's not exactly a lot of attractive alternatives than just sitting around. Right? What were you doing there the whole time? Davening.
Singing and dancing.
What if the kid, you know,
doesn't like it,
he'll be bored, it's going to become a behavior problem, he will hate going to Uman.
He doesn't like that.
So you got to be careful. It's Chanoch L'Nar Al Pi Darko. That might not be the derech for that kind of child. So that's a critical thing.
Marry him off at 13.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what they did. That's what the Hasidim did. Klomar, okay, now let's see what he's going to say. Okay, now don't, again, you're not going to understand this so much, so don't get so nervous about it. We're going to just kind of rush through over here, and well, you'll see. He says, like, Isab Pardes Rimonim L'Ramak, you find in the Sefer called the Pardes Rimonim, the pomegranate of, the orchard of pomegranates of the Ramak. He says, "Echakvonim umaras agufanios polas bamorum." How different colors have different effects above. Okay, for example, shekeshabali fol bechesed. If a person wants to be engaged in kindness, you know, yislab ishlam, you should wear white clothes. You should wear white clothes. It's mystical stuff here. White, you know, it reflects everything. Therefore, it doesn't take anything for itself. So that's kindness. So obviously you understand why now you wear white at a wedding, you see. We're white at a wedding. Not here. You wear white at a wedding because you're about to act, to initiate yourself into the greatest act of kindness. Marriage is, in theory, if we marry for the right reasons, is a commitment to kindness. You're committing yourself to bestowing, kindness, for no reason at all to this other person. It's unbelievable kindness. It's a life of kindness now. You're going to develop a Jewish home. The whole idea, the chuppah that's open on all four sides, like Avram's tent that's open on all four sides. So if you really want to connect to the kindness factor, you wear white. And that's what should be thought of when one is doing that. And there's all kinds of mystical things that go on. Every color has these things. Be gvura, if you have to be engaged in the attribute of gvura, of control. You know, let's say you've got to discipline someone, l'shem shemayim, bivgadim adumim, with red clothes. Got to wear red clothes. It goes on, Okay, I know you'd rather talk about that than anything else. So
let's hear about the Kodesh.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about. V'omer b'kach, because that gets us off the track. V'omer b'kach, and he said in his holiness, in what he had to say, besides the mystical points over here, ki im yabid ha'adam be'enav merutzas hamayim harabim, if a person would look in his eyes and see rushing water, yisor bo leich alavona, would arouse with him a type of humor, a white humor, etc., etc. So, in other words, so what he's saying is, when you look at colors, what he's basically saying is, if you look at colors, it impacts on you. Colors have an impact. You know, they've done scientific studies that say, you know, they paint schools generally light greens, light yellows, calm, soft colors. Never paint a boys' school red. Right? Never do that. I would, you know, never paint the walls black. Right? Just don't do those kinds of things. It will evoke certain feelings. Right? So depending on certain colors that you see, that's the way it will impact your avodas Hashem. It impacts in great ways. I don't know. V'chein ha'inyan bazeh, and so is this concept. Kasher yishote tama'ayin b'sichlo, when a person who is really focusing on something and you scan something, so to speak, with your intellect, yimtzel inyan hazeh eser yodos, you'll find ten levels to this concept. This is all part of the Ramak. Because from the colors that appear to the eyes or that are imagined by the intellect, bagufani, the physical, and here's the point, yispol haruchani, the spiritual gets influenced, vanefesh ta'orer, and the nefesh, the lower level of soul, arouses laruach, to the next level of soul, which is the ruach, varuach l'neshama, and the ruach to the neshama, vaneshama mimitzias lemitzias, from one reality to another reality, achetis ale el makomi nekaso, until it rises to the place where it nurtures from, all the way to the top, the highest levels of existence. Yisar lefi mitzias tziura, and it will be aroused to the degree of the images that it portrays. Akam l'shayna akadosh. That's his holy words. So basically, what you see from the Ramak, which he will elaborate on, is you see that the things we look at impact our lowest levels of existence, but since every level of soul is connected, so once I've impacted the lower level, it begins to arouse the higher level, which begins to arouse the higher level, the higher level, the higher level, until you get all the way to the top. So there's a very strong emphasis that your physical reality should be conducive to arouse levels of the spiritual realities. So you're wearing the white at the chuppah, so your senses get aroused by white. That's a kind of color that gets me feeling to do kindness, purity, clean, etc., etc. So I my nefesh wants to do kindness, and then my ruach gets aroused and gets excited about the kindness, and then my neshama, my intellect, gets into the kindness, and different levels of my being go up the pole, so to speak, go up the system. So now he explains. Ze yisod chasidus. This is the foundation of chasidus. She spoiled yislahev, that a person should be lit on fire. A person should be excited and enthused. Hu bidvarim nemuchim yaskel, and start with low things. Vehisrak shuyos kufaniyos, and the physical feelings yisagel hisarbim laktusha are very apt and capable of arousing within you holiness. Va'av imrakis aris kufanisi, even if it's only a physical arousal, hanefesh, that level of soul, that's the nefesh, that's connecting to the physical, to'orer l'ruach, will waken up the ruach, which is the emotional side, v'ruach l'neshama, and the ruach to the neshama. V'zeh achiluk ben kotten l'gadol, and that's the difference between a youngster and an older person. A chassid gadol, an older chassid, af imaskel isorer, even when he begins to be aroused, lisragish lispol midover gufani, he gets aroused from something that's physical, af bishar shaosa pulus gufani, when he even does physical things. For example, don't like this one, guys. Kishasias hayayin sorf ben achasidim, when you drink a little schnapps, we make a lachayim with the chasim. Yayin sorf means fire wine. fire wine means liquor. Okay? So even when a person does that physical thing, or different types of thoughts to arouse themselves, as we'll explain further on in this book, we're going to tell you external means to arouse yourself. So an adult, what happens? He doesn't remain with only that physical arousal. If he's a good chassid, if he's an adult, mature chassid. But immediately the levels of soul begin to be aroused. Until his soul of the neshama, the higher level, gets aroused. And it's revealed inside of him. Each person according to the situation he's at. And as the situation he's in. In other words, and he's going to explain this in the subsequent chapters. We're just getting a touch of this now. They take a lachaim. That's part of chassidus. You drink the lachaim. You get a certain physical sensation. And since that your body is connected to your soul, that will, if you focus on your neshama, it can arouse levels of your soul till all the way up to the top. And it started from what? From a lachaim. They understood the goal of the L'chaim was to wake up the deepest part of the neshama. That was the goal of the L'chaim, right? And a mature chassid will be able to do that. He'll be able to make the connections that are there, right? Gamas ha-menorah beis ha-migdash, hidliku b'dover zor. Let's look at the menorah. The menorah of the beis ha-migdash. Very holy thing. How was it lit? Was it lit with a holy thing? No, he took a match. You took whatever you took, whatever you used, that wasn't the holy thing, right? The coin would not leave the menorah after initially lighting it. Until the flame came up by itself. The flame of the menorah itself was very holy. But how did it get initiated? How did it get inflamed? It got inflamed with something not holy. So you start with something not holy, and it connects, the wick gets lit, and then you don't leave till the wick stands on its own and is really on fire. So that's what you learn from the lighting of the menorah, that every Jew has to be on fire. But how do you get him on fire? You know, you just don't get on fire from the root of holiness. You live in this physical world, you gotta take in this physical world, and connect it to that holiness, and understand that the goal is to get it to be holy. And to engage the higher parts of yourself. Now, a mature chassid can do this. Till that mundane, enjoyable physical activity is able to penetrate into the soul. So mature chassid doesn't get drunk. Mature chassid has one l'chaim, two l'chaims, that's it. And now he uses that as the match. To light the wick inside. And then he's on fire. He's on fire inside, he's on fire. Right? So, immature chassidim drink 7 or 8 shots and they're just high. and they think they're good chassidim. Right? So that's not what a true chassid would do. But we are saying you do have to have that l'chaim. You do take that l'chaim. You take 1 or 2 shots to get things going. It is the match. But that's not the end goal, and they never look at it as the end goal. The mature chassid doesn't look as the end goal. However, that's the adult. Va'katan, but the young child, yachli shor b'hisaris eshakshus kufanis, he may only remain with the physical feeling. You know, it was a good shot. I liked the shot. I physically felt, and he's not able to move it any further. But avol gamba, but even with that physical enjoyment, means zahara, there is some sort of glow. Vekav ha'ara daka mina daka, and a ray of shining light, the most subtle of subtle, mina nefesh of the nefesh, the lowest level of the soul. Mirachok ala yizrach, from a distance will shine upon him. He'll have a good feeling. But that good feeling is not a real deep good feeling, but it's still a good feeling. But Gamzos told him, that's also good. That's also good. Although it's not authentic and deep, but it's also a good thing. Because still, even with that, you do connect to the body and to the bit of the soul of the young child.
You say to somebody who uses as an argument to take drugs.
We're not talking about doing things that will be harmful for you down the line.
Well, marijuana, let's say at a low, low level.
Yeah, but we know the problems that happen with that. You don't stop at that. And that's why it's a problem. And we're not suggesting to a 5-year-old to give him some whiskey either. Right? But we're saying you have to do things that are appropriate. So he gives an example. Vanar shemisra gesh belel pesach min nikyon hacheder. The child who gets emotionally touched at the Seder night because he sees the room was so clean. Min rube haneris, and he sees so many candles. Umin ha-shulchan ha-masudar yofa, and the table that's arranged so beautifully. Now you may not be impressed, but most Jews lived in squalor. The house wasn't always so clean. How come everything's so clean today? How come it's shining and this is beautiful? God, and he gets impressed by that. But it's only physical things that are impressing him. Gam kein tovu, that's also good. Kigufo misragesh mizeh, his body gets touched by that. V'nasho p'nima, the deepest part of his soul, mivatzbetzes, bubbles. Umisrageshes ba'amiras ha'gora, and gets emotionally touched by the recital of the ha'gora. La'omer ma'at, and he'll be touched to say a little bit, v'hislavus l'Hashem, with excitement to Hashem. Even he doesn't really know what's going on. But he sees, it must be a special night. It's a special night. Something's special over here. I see my Abba singing Avadim Ayinu. So the kid's gonna start singing Avadim Ayinu. But Al Pidarko, the quote unquote, his way. Shana Rotsi Bakintra says that we want to establish in this booklet, Lahargalus B'Leanor B'Derech Chassidus, is to get them used to and accustomed the youth to the way of Chassidus. Nechutzi Lahem, it's so important for them. Yeshua Macher, there's no other way. Why? Shekadmuli, he's gaber, next page. Vehargoshaseyem, he's gadmuli fall. Since they're prematurely developing with their feelings, and they're beginning to be activated prematurely. So we've got to combat it with at least something that is close to a holy type of feeling. Even though they don't attach to the air essential neshama, because they don't have the maturity to develop it that far. And we're not able to get them excited, a real soulful, true soulful excitement, but just a physical one. Gam kein tovu, that's also good. Kevin Shemak, Dush Misragish, since he's getting this feeling from holiness, he's Rachus Kufanis Makdusha. It's a physical, emotional excitement that comes from holiness. Ubami Skashin, he connects to it. Even though it's superficial, but Ukashi Yigdal, when he grows up, Yekel Olios Chassidim, it'll be easier for him to be a true Chassid. And he gives another proof. I just want to finish this paragraph. Vayimanar Hamaskel Gemara V'Tosfos. You start a young child learning Gemara and learning Tosfos, which is a very hard commentary. Maybe an Osam Kamoshi Menagel, does he understand like an adult understands it? That's also good. Even what it's learning, it's understanding, connects to Torah. So you have young children who are 8, 9 years old, you tell them to learn Mishnayos Baal Peh, learn Mishnayos by heart, and you make a big deal about it, you get them excited about it, you give them prizes for it, and he gets excited for memorizing Mishnayos. You think he's going to understand these Mishnayos, same way he's going to understand these Mishnayos when he's 25 years old? You tell him to do a page of Gemara, Shaka Vatari, question and answer. He really understands what he's talking about so deeply. But in a sense, this is a good thing. And it's something that everybody's making a big deal about. And I'm a brilliant scholar. And he gets excited about that on some kind of a physical level. Don't worry, he'll stay with it. And then when he gets older and the real maturity develops, it will work. So that's what he's saying. We got to get them excited over the spiritual things, even though we're only relating to the physical body. Okay, now... we should finish the Akdama tomorrow, and then maybe on Friday begin the main part of the book.